be sent at ball blood.
Whatever he was.
Big crowd tonight, big crowd.
Where is my reservation?
We're not complaining, right? Yeah, I got the countdown. Oh my god. Just like a TV. Good evening, America. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order. We'll note for the record the members, all members are present. Let the record show that this meeting is called in compliance with the requirements of the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law, proper notice having been published as required by law. The decisions of this committee are on petitions for rezone and conditional use applications are recommendations made to the full county board for final action at the board's next monthly meeting. Applications for special exception permits are approved by this committee at tonight's meeting. We don't have any of those, do we? The procedure for this hearing will be as follows. Each item will be read into the record, then the applicant or applicant's representative will come forward to the podium up here and give their first and give their remarks. Then those persons who wish to speak in favor of the item will be asked to come forward to the podium one at a time. Those persons speaking must speak into the microphone and clearly give their name and address for the record before beginning their remarks. When there are no further comments in favor, those persons opposed to the item will be allowed to speak in the same manner. If your remarks are a repetition of something already stated, you may still come forward. Clearly give your name and address for the record and simply state you are in favor or opposed for the reasons previously stated. So with that, we will read the first item into the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first item tonight is conditional use permit application number 865 to the County Board of La Crosse County. The undersigned hereby petitions the County Board for a conditional use permit as provided for in the La Crosse County Zoning Ordinance to construct a farm residence on a base farm tract on land that is zoned general agriculture and is described as follows. This parcel is lot 1 of certified survey map number 117, volume 14 in the town of Farmington. This application is dated the first day of November 2012, signed by Philip Wonke, N7542, County Road M, Minduro, Wisconsin, acting on behalf of Doyle Gates. Madam Chair.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Please come up to the podium.
Hi, I'm Philip Wonke, and just petitioning for the the address is N7542 County Road M, Mindoro, Wisconsin, 54644. And just petitioning, current is, or 46. I always forget which one is. They're both next to each other. Just petitioning for lot one. This had previously been approved. And it was under the old zoning laws. I did not build at that time, looking at moving forward at this time and to get everything up to the current codes, trying to move things forward to go ahead and build my house there on lot one.
Okay. So this is up in Farmington, which has adopted the new zoning code, just to help the members understand this. And so under the new zoning code, any base farm tract has to go through a conditional use permitting process. Any questions for the applicant? Staff?
None.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor?
Okay. Hello. My name is Brian Gates, W4806 Voss Road, Mindoro, Wisconsin. I'm the father-in-law, and we're giving 2-point-whatever acres to our daughter and son-in-law, and it's just a small residential. It's part of a hill, and it's accessible. Any questions?
Any questions from the committee? Any questions from staff?
Just a comment, I guess. On the CSM, it shows a 66-foot-wide access easement, and that's shown on the certified survey map also. And just by depicting that on the map, doesn't convey that easement to that parcel, so that should be when the legal is drawn up for that for this tax parcel, that should be together with that 66-foot wide easement and the other parcel subject to the 66-foot wide easement.
So what you're saying is that it should show that there's a 66-foot wide easement to that property?
Yes, when the warranty deed is recorded.
Okay.
I made that mistake when I did mine from my parents as well. And I didn't have legal access because it wasn't recorded as legal access.
Now, that's a county road variance, right? Or a town road variance?
You don't need a variance.
I mean, no, I mean the width of the road. Is that standard? Is that standard 66 wide?
That's standard in the town of Farmington.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes. For all access easements, they require a 66-foot wide easement.
Okay.
Supervisor Eber?
Is that a condition that you're going to propose to us?
No, it's just would, that I want to make the app.
Would it be appropriate that it be a condition?
It wouldn't have to be, no.
Okay. Thank you.
It'll just save them a heartache and a headache of doing it twice because it costs money, and I learned that lesson.
Yeah, that's no problem. Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Last call, in favor. Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We will close the hearing portion, and we will hear from staff.
Madam Chair, the only correspondence we have is a copy of the Town of Farmington Plan Commission minutes. The meeting was held Tuesday, November 27th, and it was a recommendation to the Town Board and the County Zoning Department that Philip and Julie Wonky be granted a conditional use permit for a residence at 87546 County Highway M, contingent upon a deed restriction of an additional 35 acres by Doyle and Shirley Gates. My understanding is that the town board meets tomorrow night, so that will well be within the
10 days.
Yes. Recommendations. The staff recommendation is approval. The conditional use permit is consistent with the La Crosse County Comprehensive Land Use Plan for residential use and residential density in a certified farmland preservation zoning district. The recommended conditions of approval of CUP number 865 are as follows. Conditional use permit number 865 is approved for one single family residence on the 2.12 acre lot 1 of certified survey map volume 14 page 117 and is transferable in its entirety to all future owners, heirs, or assignees for continued single family residential use. Number two, all future farm residences proposed on the 123.38 acre base farm tract shall be allowed by conditional use permit approval only and at densities authorized by the La Crosse County Zoning Ordinance. Number three, the remainder of a minimum 35 acres of the base farm tract shall be deed restricted to allow future agricultural development and uses only. No future farm or non-farm residences are authorized within this deed-restricted area. And number four, these conditions and restrictions shall apply until lifted and or amended by the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors.
Does the applicant understand the conditions?
Yes.
Thank you. Committee.
I would move for the approval with the four conditions.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Weir, seconded by...
I have a question.
Supervisor, I'm not sure who said that. Becker, thank you. To approve with the four conditions. Any other discussion? You have a question? You want to turn on your microphone back there?
My question is that I own 137 acres, not 123.
And that's what we were taking off from the tax parcel listings that may not include that County Road M.
Okay.
We're okay with that. I mean, it's the base farm track is the essence of it is the base farm track. And
yeah. And that won't
change.
Make a difference in residential density development.
Okay. But it probably means you're paying taxes on 14 acres. They're a road. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That motion carries unanimously. Thank you.